Okay, so good morning. Today's daf is daf lamed vav, daf 36. We left off towards the top of the page on lamed. No, where did we leave off? Yes. Okay, we left off at the bottom of the page on lamed hay amud bet at the gufa, about 10 lines on the bottom of the page. Today's class should be for the refuah shelema of Roye Yeshayahu ben Eliyahu. Inan Eliyahu Hashem.
Navatira
bat Miriam Hashem. She sent him refuah shelema b'mehera b'zad Hashem. Okay, we're 10 lines on the bottom of the page on 35b. Lamed hay amud bet gufa, the Gemara begins. Amar Rabba Bar Natan, we said this yesterday. Ta'ano chitin v'hodala v'sevarin patur. If let's say someone comes and says, you owe me wheat, and he says, no, I only owe you barley, he's exempt. He doesn't have to pay at all. So, Maiko Mashmalan, what is it coming to teach us? Tanina, we already learned this in the Mishnah. Ta'ano chitin v'hodala v'sevarin patur. We said this exactly in the Mishnah already. So the Gemara says, Ime hatam, if it was from there, Ava Amin, I would have thought, patur midme chitin v'chayav idme sevarin. I would have thought you're exempt from having to pay for the wheat. But you'd still be liable to pay for the barley. That's why the Gemara is coming to teach us that you'd be exempt completely because you said he owed you one thing. He said, no, I owe you something else. So now the Mishnah says, we said in the Mishnah, if the damaged parties were two, echad gadol, echad katan, one was large animal, one is a small animal, so the Gemara then says, if he did not bring a proof, shakil kamar mazik, he would take the money as the damager said. So the Gemara says, Amai, why is that the case? It's the same case as the wheat and barley. Why would he take like that? You wouldn't be able to take anything. So the Gemara says, Ra'oi litol ve'enlo. He is fit to take, but he doesn't have a proof to bring. That's the problem. There's no proof. The Gemara says, Ha'atani, we have a braita. Harizi mishtalem ala katan mina gadol, ve'la gadol mina katan. Hold on. It says that he gets paid for the small animal from the damage of the big one, and the big one from the damage of the small one. So why are you saying that the Ra'ul they told Ve'enlo he doesn't have what to take? So the Gemara says, the Tafas, no, it's talking about that he went out and he grabbed the animal itself, and therefore that's what the Gemara is talking about over here. It's not talking about that he was just standing there waiting for payment. He went out and grabbed it on his own. So the Mishnah then says, Tanan, we said in the Mishnah, Haya, Echad Tam, Echad Mu'ad, if one of the animals was calm and one was dangerous, Hanizak Omer Mu'ad Hizik, Eta Gadol, V'tam Eta Katan. The one that was caused harm to said that the dangerous animal harmed my large animal and the calm animal harmed my small animal, trying to get the best buck out of his damage. But Mazik Omer, the damager, says, no, Loki Ela Tam Eta Gadol Mu'ad Eta Katan. He said, no, the calm animal caused damage to the large animal and the dangerous animal caused damage to the small animal. So Motzi Mechavara, that Raya, we said that someone who wants to take money from his friend has to bring a proof. Ha, lo mighty raya. If he doesn't bring the proof, shakil kamar al mazik, he would take the money like the damager is saying. So the Gemara says, "V'amayin, why is that the case? Chitin v'sevarin minu. It's the same thing as the wheat and barley case." So the Gemara says, "Ra'ui le'tol ve'enlo." It's talking about a case where he's fit to take, but he doesn't have a proof to his words. The Gemara says, "V'hatani, we flip the amud." It says that he gets paid for the small animal from the dangerous one and for the big animal from the calm animal. So why are you saying he doesn't take? So the Gemara says, the tafas. No, it's talking about that he went out on his own and the nizak went and took the animal itself. And that's what the Gemara over here is referring to. Hayu shneim shalish echad. Shneim chayavin. We said if both of the animals belong to one person, they're both liable. So the Gemara says, Amar le rabinami parzika le ravashi, sister ravashi, shma mina. He's coming to teach us. Shvarim tamim shehiziku. If you have calm and oxes that cause damage, ratzam izegove, ratzam izegove. He can collect from either one he wants. Is that what he's coming to teach us? When I said obviously not. So Rashi says, "Bimavad ha'echad kam bechaverov bimkomo mishtalem imenu." If one gets lost, the other one comes up and he gets paid from him. When I said hacham ma'askina, what are we dealing with here? Bemuadin. No, we're talking about muad. We're talking about animals that are dangerous. When I says imuadin, if we're talking about dangerous, emasefa, go to the latter part of the Mishnah. Hayechad gadol veechad katan. If one was large, one was small. Hanizak omer gadol hizik. Vamazik omer loki ela katan hizik. The damaged one says the large animal caused damage. He wants to get the big, because if it's half if he wants to get the biggest amount of payment for the damage. Whereas the damager says no, it was a small animal that caused damage. We said the one who wants to pull out money has to bring a proof. Ibe muadin, and if it's talking about muad, my nafkalemine, what's the difference to him? Why does he care? If he's talking about a muad animal, why is there any difference? Sof, demei Torah ma'aliyah ba'ilei sha'umei. At the end of the day, the mazik has to pay the full value of the damage. If it's a dangerous animal that caused damage, you have to pay nizik shalem. So what does it matter to the nizak? Why is there any difference? Why are they even arguing? What's the argument about? So the Gemara says, Amar lei seifa b'tamin v'reisha b'muadin. The latter part of the Mishnah is talking about calm animals, and the earlier part of the Mishnah is talking about dangerous animals. So the Gemara says, Amar lei ravacha saba le ravashi, I b'muadin chayavim. If it's talking about muad animals, and you said chayavim, they're liable, chayav gavrami b'ayda. It should have said the owner, the person himself, is liable. Vetu, and why does it also, on top of that, my shneem, why does it say both of them? So the Gemara says, Ela le'olam bitamin. No, really, we're talking about calm animals. Rabbi Akivahi, and we're talking about the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that we saw earlier, Damar Shutafini knew that he says they're considered like partners, and therefore, Vetamad itanu le'tarayu, the reason that over here he would be liable is because both of the animals that are present. De'lo mati madchidei, because the damager can't come and push him away and say, hey, no, this didn't cause the damage. But if one of the animals wasn't there, let's say the damager animal wasn't there at the time when they showed up, the mazik can say, zil aiti raya dehai Torah askach v'ashalem lach, bring me a proof that it's my ox that caused the damage, and then I'll pay you. Whereas if you don't have that, because it's a partnership, if you don't have that, then I won't be obligated to pay you. Right? Rashi says, beguf shel shor. Talking about partnership on the goof of the shore. Hilkach avad ashor, avad nizko. If the ox gets lost, the damage is lost. Hilkach yavu shneem hu demechayev, v'ileitan l'tarayu lechad, amar lei aiti raya. If there's only one ox, he has to tell him, bring a proof. Okay, this is the end of the third perek, Hadaran lachal maniach, and Bezad Hashem, Simanat Hava, will start the fourth chapter. Shor shen nagach arba'a v'chamisha shvarim. If you have an ox that went and damaged four or five oxes. Now we know that if an ox damages three consecutively, he becomes... And kills those oxes, gores three oxes, he becomes mu'ad. So over here it must be talking about, says he's staying tam, he's staying calm. It's talking about he gored one ox, then he saw another ox, he didn't do anything, then he gored another one, and then he had a couple more and he didn't do anything, and he gored another. It wasn't consecutive, there was in betweens. So he's still tam. So four or five oxes, shvarim ze'achar ze, one after another, yishalem la'acharon shebahem. You pay the last person, the last owner. V'im yesh bo motar yachazir shalefanav. Right, so if he's a let's say it's the Gemara is going to explain, the Mishnah is going to explain what it's referring to. If there's extra left over on what the value of the ox is, therefore you would pay the one before that, right? You damage five oxes, you pay the fifth one first, then the fourth, then the third, you go back until there's no more money. And if there's even more money, you pay the one before that one. The last one that got damaged gets the benefit over here. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Shor shaveh matayim. Shenagach shor shaveh matayim. If you have one ox worth 200, gores another ox worth 200. Ve'ena nevela yifakalum. And now the carcass is not worth anything. So zenotel maneh, ve'zenotel maneh. Each one splits 100. They split the worth of the animal. The animal is worth 200. This ox is worth 200. So they split. It was worth 200. You lost out 200. Now him, the owner, and the person that was damaged, they each get 100. Chazar ve'nagach shor acher. If you, that ox, the first ox, killed the second one. Went and killed the third one now. Shaveh Matayim, also worth 200, and now it's not worth anything. Hacharon notel maneh. So now the third person, the owner, he gets one maneh, 100 zuz. Now you go back. V'shilifnei fanav, zeh notel 50 zuz, zeh notel 50 zuz. When you go back now to the second owner and the first owner, they each now split 50. So the first one, the last one that was damaged, always gets half of the damage. And then you go back and you split between the first one and the second one. Chazar v'nagach shor acher. If you went and damaged another ox, shaveh matayim, worth 200. Ha'acharon notel maneh. The last ox owner takes 100. Rishal lefanav 50 zuz. The one before that takes 50 because there's only 100 damage left. He takes half. Ushnaim arishanim. The first two dinar zav. They take one dinar each, which is 25 zuz each, and therefore they get 25 each. Second, the third one gets 50, and the last one gets 100, adding to the full 200 damage. The Gemara begins. Matnitin mani. Who is our Mishnah? Not Rabbi Akiva. If it was following Rabbi Ishmael, the Amar Bale Chovodninu, that he says it's considered owing money, it's like a debt that you owe. Hi, Acharon Niskar. Instead of saying the last one benefits, Rishon Niskar Mi Bale, it should have been the first one benefits. If I take a loan from you, then you, and then you, I have to pay you back first, not the last one. So if it was Rabbi Ishmael, it would be the first one. If you go to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Torah de Shutaveninu, he says the ox is like a partnership, they're partners. Hay yeshbo motar, flipping the amud. If you said there's extra money left over, yachzir shelefanav, you pay back the one before him. It should have said, Lekulami Baile, you pay back all of them. Why only the one before him? If you say it's a partnership and all of the oxes now that were damaged, now it's like a full partnership, so they should each get paid back equally. Why are you only paying back the one before him? So, So Amar Rava le'olam per Ishmael. Really, our Mishnah follows Rabbi Ishmael. Damar balei chovot ninu. He says it's like owing a debt. Udekashelach acharon niskar. And now, which you said, oh, why does it say the last one benefits? It should be the first one. Rishon niskar mibayle. It should have been the first one benefiting. Hacha b'mayaskina. What are we dealing with here? Kegon shetefaso nizak digbot hemenu. The damaged one went and grabbed the animal to try to collect from him. V'na'asa alav k'shomer sachar l'nizakin. And he became like guarding it, like a considered shomer sachar, a paid guardian of that animal for damage. So that ox that he was guarding, that he took in his jurisdiction, went and damaged another ox. And then it went and stayed in his jurisdiction. And went and damaged another ox. And on and on and on. So therefore it becomes a shomer sachar, and that person's, whoever's jurisdiction it is. And Rashi says, "V'chen sheni v'chen shlishi hilkach en shmirato ela alav." The guarding is dependent on him, and therefore, that's what we would be talking about over here. And that's why we would say you'd have to pay the last one first, because it's going in each person's hand. It goes to the next person's jurisdiction, and the next person until finally it damages the last one. You have to pay that last one first, because that's who you damaged, and it goes to the previous person. It wasn't in the first owner's jurisdiction when that animal damaged the last person. The Gemara says, "Iach, if that's the case, yesh bo mutar yachzir lishalifanav. If there's extra money, you pay the one before him. Yachzir lebalimi by that. Say you pay the owners. Why say you pay the one before him? So the Gemara says, "Amar avina hachi ketani." This is what I meant to teach. Im yesh bo mutar benizakav yachzir lishalifanav. If there's extra in the damage, let's say for example, the fourth one that was damaged was more damaged than the fifth one, then you give the money back to the fourth one, meaning you pay the one that was damaged more over the one that was damaged less. V'chen kiyata ravin amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, mishum pishyad shamrim naguba, what the case is over here is talking about negligence in guardian. He wasn't paying so much attention when guarding. V'mayo kimta, so what did we establish our Mishnah? Kirbi Ishmael, we said it's like Kirbi Ishmael. Ihachi, if that's the case, ema seifa, go to the latter part of the Mishnah. We said Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Shimon says, shor shave matayim, an ox worth 200, shenagach shor shave matayim, who gores another ox worth 200. Vein han nevela yafaklum, and the carcass is worth zero. Each one takes 100. It went again and gored another ox worth 200. Now it's worth zero. The one damaged last gets 100 zuz. The one before that and the owner in the first one get 50 each, adding to 200. It went and gored another ox worth 200. Now is worth zero. Hacharon notel mane. The last one gets 100. Shlefanav notel chamishim zuz. The one before that gets 50. Ushnayim arishonim dinar zav. And the two before that, each split, they each get 25. Ata'an Rabbi Akiva. This sounds like it's going like Rabbi Akiva. Damar Torah deshutafeninu. Deshutafehu. That it's the ox is like a partnership. That's what it sounds like over here. So the Gemara says, Reisha Rabbi Ishmael, V'seifa Rabbi Akiva. Is it possible the beginning of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Ishmael, and the latter part of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva? Is that possible? How would the Mishnah be so inconsistent like that? So Amri, the Gemara says, yeah, it's possible. Deha Amar Lei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel says to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinina, in different places he says this, you sharp one, Shevok Manithin V'tab Batrai, leave the Mishnah and come and follow me. Reisha Rabbi Ishmael, V'seifa Rabbi Akiva. The beginning of the Mishnah is following Rabbi Ishmael, and the latter part of the Mishnah is following Rabbi Akiva. Very good. Skipping the parentheses, Tanan Hatem, we taught over there in the Mishnah. Later on in our Masechet, Hatokel Chavero Noteno Sela. If somebody screams in his friend's ear and embarrasses him, he has to pay him a Sela. So Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Segeli, Mane. He says, no, you pay him Mane, which is much more. Right, we're going to see how much a Sela is really worth exactly. It's either worth 4 zoos or it's worth half a zoos, depending on what type of Sela. So, Ha'u gavra de takala chavrei. Person screamed in his friend's ear. Shalchei Rav Tovia bar Matna lekamed Rav Yosef. He sent him in front of Rav Yosef. Sela tzoritnan or Sela medinatnan. He sent the question in front of Rav Yosef. He said, is it the Sela, is it Tzori? Is it from Tzori or is it from Medina, from the Medina? Which the difference is, if it's Tzori, it's worth 4 zoos. If it's Medina, it's worth half a zoos. It's 1/8 the price. So Amar Lehi said to him, Tenitua, we already learned this in Mishnah. Shnaim Rishonim Dinar Zahav. We said the first two people, they each get 1 dinar, 25 zuz each. If you think it's talking about a Sela Medina, which is half a zuz, it should have went even further. It said if he damaged one more ox, Niflog Venitne at Teresa Vesela. It could have just said, you go back and split it all the way until the first two owners, they each get 12 and a half. Therefore, it didn't say that. It must be that the Sela that we're talking about is not half a zuz. It's talking about 4 zuz. Amar le Tana, ki rochlal li tnei v'lezil. What do you want? The Tana to go back and back and tell all of the type of cases? He's not going to tell all of the cases like a peddler. So, my have Allah, what's the case here? Pashtua, what's the answer here? Pashtua mihad amar Rav Yudah Amarav. This is what Rav Yudah Amarav said. Kol kesef amor batorah, kesef tzori. Anytime it says kesef in the Torah, he's talking about kesef tzori, which is worth 4 zuz. Veshal divrahem. Sorry, I'm talking about kesef tzori. Veshal divrahem, kesef medina. And if it's from the rabbis, it's referring to kesef medina. And therefore, that's how he responded to this question. So the Gemara says, Amar le, ahu gavra, ho ilu palga de zuzahu de lo baina. He says, since it was from the rabbis, and it's only half a zuz that you have to pay me for screaming in my ear, I don't want half a zuz, take it back. I don't even give it to me. So nitve la'aniyim. He says, go and give it to the poor people. Hadar Amar, then he said, you know what, Amar le, nitve ni'ali, give it back to me actually. You know what, I'd rather take it. Don't give it to the aniyim, he says. Ezil ve'avrei bein nafshai. Instead of going and giving it to the aniyim, give it to me so I can go and heal myself with this zuz. Amayla Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said to him, Rabbi Yosef was the gabay of the aniyim. He said, "Kvar zachu be'aniyim." He says, the aniyim already were zoche in this money. Ve'af agav deleika aniyim hacha, even though there's no poor people here. Anan yadhan aniyim, anan. We are the hands of the aniyim because I'm the gabay of the ani. Damar v'yudam Shmuel, yetomim, flipping the amud, ein nan srichim prosbol. The orphans, they do not require a prosbol, which in the time of the Shemitah year, with all loans would be cancelled, the prosbol would cancel the loans. Orphans don't require that. We give them the easy stick. V'chen tane, rami bar yachama, hayetomim, enan srichim prosbol. He also says, the orphans don't need prosbol. Rabban Gamliel beit dino, avien shel yetomim hayu. Rabban Gamliel and his beit din were like a father to the orphans. And here's a story. Chanan Bisha takale lehahu gavra. Chanan Bisha, he screamed in the ear of a friend, of a person. Atal kamed Ravuna came in front of Ravuna. Amar lezil havle palgad zuza. He said, go and give him half a zuz. Havale zuza makah. He had one zuz, which was like an old type of zuz that was very worn out, and it wasn't a good type of zuz. Nobody wanted to exchange it. Bayle mitvale minei palgad zuza. He wanted to give him half of this one zuz that he had. Lo hava mishtakele, but nobody wanted to exchange it for him because nobody wanted that worn out zuz. Takale acharin aviavile niale. So what he did is he screamed in his ear a second time and he gave him the full zuz. He says, you know what? Here's the full zuz. Okay, we'll stop there for today and we'll do a 1 minute recap.